News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
As we were saying earlier, the renowned singer-songwriter Johnny Doohan has been identified as the man who lost his life in a swimming accident in Galway on yesterday morning. The search for a second swimmer is set to resume later this morning. We're joined by John Fallon, journalist with Media West Ireland. John, can you just bring us up to speed on the search that began yesterday?
Yes, well, it's due to continue around 8 a.m. at first light here in Galway, but indeed it continued right throughout the night. I'm travelling back out from Galway City last night along Grattan and Salthill beaches. The tide was out and you could see numerous people with torches searching the shoreline. And that continued right out along to Barna, which was at the centre of this incident, which emerged just yesterday morning. There was a report of the man now that we know, Johnny Doohan, who lives quite close to Silver Strand and a daily swimmer there, like a lot of people in this area. And when the alarm was raised, shortly after that, it emerged that there was a second person also missing, a woman in her early 30s from nearby Spiddle, who hadn't shown up for work, and that raised concern. And her car was located there. And like Johnny Doohan, also a regular swimmer at that point. And the search for that woman is continuing and will resume at Silver Strand, where there will be a control point and the will search. But like yesterday here in Galway this morning, there's very, very dense fog. Sometimes it lifts for a few moments. Other times you can't see more than a couple of feet in front of you. And that has certainly impacted on the search for both people since this incident started early yesterday morning.
John, is it correct that the two people were not known to each other, that they were entirely separate incidents?
Yeah, Gardaí are examining two separate incidents. As I said, they're dealing with two separate families. They, like everybody else, don't know what happened. There's no suggestion either person was known to each other. As I said, it's quite a popular area. People go for a quick swim there before heading to work each morning. There's nothing to suggest they were known to each other. There's nothing to suggest these incidents are linked.
John Fallon, journalist with Media West Ireland, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let's bring in John Draper, Divisional Controller, Marine Rescue Subcentre Valentia with the Irish Coast Guard. John, just the search is going to resume this morning, is that correct?
Good morning. Yes, that's correct. They're getting ready there this morning to commence the search, so it'll officially starting at 0800 this morning. So the search focus again around the area where the first swimmer was found. And that was just west about 800 metres of the swimming area in Silver Strand, just at the outflow there from Rushine Bay. So most of the same units will be out there today. You'll have the Irish Coast Guard from Costello Bay. You'll have the Galway lifeboat who recovered the first swimmer yesterday. And you'll have Aran lifeboat. There's multiple drone units there from the Coast Guard and Civil Defence as well. So it's all continue in support of Garda Síochána.
Okay. The conditions yesterday were difficult in terms of fog. I think it was quite calm, the sea conditions, but there was a lot of fog yesterday. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, you won't, as regards sea conditions, you won't get better sea conditions. It was extremely calm, and we know the water is really clear as well. So if there was a sighting or something, it might make things more favourable in that way. And the only thing is the fog, so that really hampers the search, and it precluded us from actually deploying any rescue helicopters tomorrow to attend the search. We're hoping that some of that fog will clear this morning, and in that case we will have helicopter searches along the coast and out to sea as well. But as I say, the drift modelling that we did would have indicated that anything on the surface then would have moved to the west from the swimming area. But you know, there'll be no areas discounted, and it'll really be just repeating the search areas from yesterday as well.
Okay, well look, thank you for talking to us this morning, John Draper there, Division Controller Marine Rescue Subcentre Valentia with the Irish Coast Guard, and before that, John Fallon, journalist with Media.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.